Good evening. I'm Dorothy Graves, a research assistant professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and this is Science Cafe Little Rock. We're here on 89.1 KUAR the fourth Tuesday of every month from 6:05 to 6:30 to talk about a science topic and give you the chance to call in with your questions. Our number here in the studio, 569-8494, area code 501-569-8494. Our topic tonight is local food, and joining me in the studio is Jack Sundell, owner of the Root Cafe in Little Rock. We'll be talking about the value of local food producers and what he does at the Root Cafe. Jack, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So to get us started, tell us about the Root.
Local foods, seeing that in action really got me interested in food in general. When I got back to the U.S. after the Peace Corps, I was stationed at the Heifer Ranch as a volunteer for a couple of years out in Perryville, Arkansas. And the Heifer Ranch was great place at that time for me. It's kind of like a cultural halfway house. You know, you're living out in the country and you can get as much of the city life as you want to. So I came into Little Rock, on a pretty regular basis, but living out there, I was part of a working farm, and I really got interested in cooking as well as the farm itself. I worked in the livestock program, and so naturally the cooking that I did was really centered on the fresh ingredients that we were producing there on the farm, which was a really special thing. So that was kind of the local food angle. And then the cafe side, that's something I've always had an interest in, I guess because I've always just enjoyed hanging out. You know, it's always nice to spend time in a good cafe. But I've always appreciated how they can act as a community center and sort of an information hub, so to speak. So also in Morocco, but a lot of the male social life kind of centers around a really vibrant cafe culture where, you know, men will sit for hours and drink coffee and talk about politics or talk about what's going on in the community. And so that was a really neat thing. When I got back to the U.S., I just had this sense that I really wanted to convert that into, you know, a business at some point. I talked a lot about opening a cafe when I got back to the U.S. at the end of my time in the Peace Corps. I'm sure I drove a lot of my friends crazy. And then once I got interested in local foods and cooking, the two ideas kind of merged into one, and that became the Root Cafe.
So if you're just joining us, you are listening to Science Cafe Little Rock. I'm Dorothy Graves, talking with Jack Sundell, who is the owner of the Root Cafe here in Little Rock. And we're talking about local food and the value of access to local food. One thing that you mentioned is that your original idea was for the cafe, but then it grew into a restaurant because there was an obvious demand for it. What was that demand for? Do you know?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the idea of transparency and knowing where your food comes from. But I'm not sure, I guess. It seems like we have a very, very diverse clientele. I know that we have some people who come to know the Root through their interest in local food. Maybe they shop at the Arkansas Local Food Network, which is an online farmer's market, or at one of the physical farmers markets around the city. We also get a lot of people traveling through from out of state who find us, on one of the sites like Yelp or TripAdvisor. And then we also have a lot of local people who just through word of mouth hear about the Root and come to check it out. But through all of that, it's really important to us to maintain a very, very high standard of food quality. We kind of think that since we're really trying to do local foods and to the strongest degree that we can, that for a lot of people we may be their introduction to local foods. And so if we serve them something that is sourced locally and it isn't delicious, then that may be not just a poor reflection on the Root, but a poor reflection to that person on the idea of local foods in general. So we are always really conscious of making sure that we keep a really high standard of food quality.
Our number here in the studio, 569-8494. That's area code 501-569-8494. You can call in if you have a question for Jack Sundell. He's owner of the Root Cafe here in Little Rock. So why local? Why is local food better or different than other food that's more commercially or available through more industrial sources?
Well, the short answer that I like to give is there are five things I always try to cover. The first is that local food is more delicious. You know, you see this in kind of the variety of types of vegetables that you might find at a farmer's market. You know, everyone is probably familiar with the difference between, say, a seasonal Arkansas tomato versus the kinds of tomatoes that you might get in the grocery store during the winter. So, I mean, that, I think, kind of speaks for itself. But then, you know, you also get such a greater array of different flavors. If you think about, like, the number of different kinds of radishes you can find at the farmer's market, you just get so many more flavors and colors. It's a more interesting diet in that way. Local food is more nutritious. There are a lot of reasons why this is true, but one is that just if you consume something closer to the time that it's harvested, then you're getting a higher nutritional content. Another really interesting thing that I've been reading about recently is the fact that a lot of the varieties of plants, vegetables especially, that are being grown now are not bred for their flavor or their nutrition. So they're really just, they're bred for high yields and for fast growth. And when you breed year after year for those traits, then you inadvertently breed out the things that you're not breeding for. So so a lot of times flavor and nutrition are things that you see a decline in. So they've done experiments where they grow side by side heirloom varieties versus modern, more industrial varieties of the same plant, and the nutritional value of the older varieties is higher in a lot of the nutrients, the vitamins, the micronutrients. You see that there really is a connection between local food and food that comes from diversified farms and a better nutrition. Also better for the environment. Small farms tend to be better stewards of the environment. Better for the local economy. You're spending your money with people who live here, and that gives them the chance to turn around and spend the money in the same economic system. And then you get the transparency that we talked about earlier. You can ask the questions to find out the information that you want to know about your food.
Our number here, 569-8494. That's area code 501-569-8494. If you have a question for Jack Sundell, he's the owner of the Root Cafe here in Little Rock, and we are talking about local food science. So let's jump a little bit from what we were just talking about and expand that and talk a little bit about the economic impact of working with local producers. How much has our local food scene changed since the Root opened in 2011?
Well, it's changed substantially, and I feel like we were really fortunate to get interested in local foods when we did and open the Root when we did, because the local food scene was something that was very, very new. I think, for example, the Local Food Network, the online farmers market. When I first moved to Little Rock, it was 2007. I think there was one farmer that sold through that local food network, and there were 15, 20 shoppers who shop there on a weekly basis. Now it's grown to a market that's 35 or 40 producers, over 100 regular customers, and you see that also same kind of thing with like the number of farmers markets that there are in Arkansas. There was an article that came out recently that the number of farmers markets in the last decade in Arkansas had more than tripled, from something in the 30s to almost 100 farmers markets around the state. So, those kinds of numbers just tell you that more people are interested in local foods. So I think the economic impact is huge, the community impact, building relationships, you're empowering individuals to do what they want to do to make a life farming, which for a long time was something that was really difficult to do, or it involved, a much more industrial setting. It wasn't something that a family could just do on a smaller scale.
We have a caller on the line. Shai, can you hear me? Shai, are you there? No? Okay. Well, I do have your question here. or some version of it. Her question was, what is the turnaround time from farm to table at the root?
Well, that is a really great question, and it does vary. So there are things that we get that come from farmers who deliver to Little Rock once a week. And for those things, then the turnaround time is generally a week or less. And then there's some things that come from farmers who deliver multiple times a week. And with those things, there's usually less than a week turnaround time. For example, Arkansas Natural Produce in Malvern, they grow all the spring mix that we use in our side salads. And so that they deliver every Friday, and we try to get enough spring mix from them that we're able to use it the entire week until the next Friday when they deliver again. But something that we've noticed is that the shelf life of the produce that we use is so much greater than what you might find at the grocery store, because if you imagine how long it's been in transportation from the time it's harvested to the time you would see it in the grocery store, you know, that could already be a week or 2 weeks. And then with spring mix, for example, there are chemicals that they use, that they put in the boxes, that keep the produce fresh while it's enclosed. And then once you open it, you kind of lose that preservation, and you'll see that your spring mix might fade really quickly. You'll be surprised how quickly it will turn versus the spring mix that we get from Arkansas Natural Produce. We see that it has a shelf life. It looks great after a week, and we use it at home a lot too. And oftentimes, I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but, you know, we don't eat at home as much as we might expect to. We end up with spring mix that is in there a little longer than a week, and it does fine. The shelf life is incredible.
Our number here, 569-8494, talking with Jack Sundell, owner of The Root Cafe, about local food science and local food issues. So all the food that you serve in your restaurant, is it organic or certified organic, or what are your standards or values around that?
Well, our mission is primarily local food. So we do also want to serve the healthiest food that we can. We do compare practices of the farmers that we buy from. There are a lot of farmers who sell directly on the local food market who aren't certified organic, but we know that their practices are organic or close to organic, and so we try to buy as much of what we serve as we can from those farms. There are certain crops that are really difficult to grow organically, especially in Arkansas. Some of the fruit crops, peaches, apples, and strawberries, things like that. So we try to find producers that spray minimally, if they do spray at all. But when we have a choice, we definitely go for organic or organic practices. That's really important to us.
We have another caller on the line, Mark, from Little Rock. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Mark. What's your question for Jack?
My question is actually, I can remember growing up, and I would, just to reminisce a little bit, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I would literally go sit in the middle of the garden and eat the fresh fruits and vegetables off the vines and when they were ready. And then I can remember growing up, and the sustainability kept us going all year round because we would can the fruits and the vegetables in the fall time. Do you do that to sustain your restaurant at all when you can't get the fresh fruits and vegetables?
Well, we do a lot of canning and food preservation. At this point, it isn't really as much to sustain our own supply during the winter months, but it is to offer, to extend the season a little bit and to be able to offer something a little later than you would see it otherwise. So, for example, when green beans are available locally, it's a fairly short season. So we try to, this last week we've pickled a lot of jars of green beans. So we'll sell those dilly beans for the next couple of weeks, but, you know, we'll run out of those long before green beans would be available again. So we definitely envision working towards the goal of supplying more of our food out of season from stuff that we've preserved. Tomatoes are one that I would really, really like to get to that point on. Right now, we don't actually offer tomatoes in the wintertime because they're not available locally, and we haven't found a winter tomato that we're comfortable with either in terms of flavor or in terms of the production practices. So, yes, we hope to get to a point where we're freezing more things that are available during the summer months that we can use in the winter, and where we're canning and preserving on a larger scale.
Thanks for your question, Mark. Our number here, 569-8494, if you have a question for Jack Sundell, owner of the Root Cafe. So when we go into the grocery store, or when you go to the farmer's market, and your goal is to get something local and something that is organic, that doesn't fit in everybody's budget. You know, not everybody is able to completely, you know, fill out their menu with those materials. Are there certain foods that are more important for you to choose to be locally produced or organic in nature?
Well, you definitely can look up a list called the Dirty Dozen if you're concerned about toxicity in your food. They put out a list every year, and it tells you, I think it's the, you know, it's 12, it's the Dirty Dozen. But the 12 foods that if you're going to only buy certain foods organically, these are the ones that you should choose. Apples, I think, are often at the top of that list. There are, I think, celery is one that's often on there. Cucumbers are often on there. So it's, you know, it varies year to year, but there are certain ones. If you look up that list, you'll find the Dirty Dozen and also the Clean 15. And those are the ones that are least important to shop for organically, where they use the least amount of pesticides and fertilizers in growing them the way that they conventionally grow them. But in terms of making it economically feasible to use local foods, I think you can find a lot of great deals at the farmer's market. You know, especially if you go towards the end of the day, you'll often find that farmers will be selling things that they don't want to take home with them. Also, it's okay to spend a little more money on your food than you might be used to doing. As Americans, we have the lowest percentage of our income spent on our food budget versus other industrialized nations. And it's, you know, it's something on the order of half to two-thirds what other countries spend. So if food is something that's important to you, consider rearranging your budget so that you spend a little more food, a little more money on really good quality food. Another thing is that you're getting more nutrition. So a lot of times, you know, the portions we eat are enormous. They don't need to be that big. You know, so you can spend a little more money on better quality food, better quality produce, and you'll find that you're actually getting as much nutrition as if you ate a bigger meal. I read something that actually compared it to monetary inflation, where, you know, the value of a dollar has gone down. And in the same way, nutritionally, the value of a calorie has gone down. You get less nutrition per calorie that you eat. And so when you shop at the farmer's market, when you buy fresh produce, when you buy fresh fruits in season, when you buy grass-fed meats, you're going to be getting a lot better nutrition than you would get otherwise.
Chris from Little Rock has called in. Chris, what's your question for Jack?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. First,
thank
I want
you.
To say I'm an AP environmental science teacher at Parkview, and I really appreciate this whole conversation because this is, you know, we touch on these topics a lot throughout the year. So I'm definitely going to be able to use this when school starts. But my question is about how you actually purchase your food that you use in the restaurant. I noticed you mentioned there was a company in Malvern where you get your greens from, and so it sounds like these people are professionals that have their own farms, but do you ever buy from people that have really, really small-scale gardens that may not actually do it as their full-time source of income, but maybe as a hobby or, you know, a side job or something like that? Or do you have to go through somebody that's established and has their own business?
Well, that's a great question, and that depends somewhat on what the product is. So for meats, for example, everything that we serve as a restaurant has to be USDA inspected. So we can only serve meats that are processed in a USDA certified facility. And so in that way, it would be really difficult for, you know, sort of like a hobby farmer to provide meat for the cafe. That is just something I think that's really important for food safety. There is a poultry exemption that allows poultry farmers to process up to 20,000 birds per year without being USDA inspected, but they are, it's still regulated to some degree. And so meat is one where there's not really that like hobby element of people who are offering something that they just happen to grow. With vegetables, we see, I think, a pretty broad spectrum. There are farms like Arkansas Natural Produce. That's a family, the Fulbright family down in Malvern. They've been farming for, I think, upwards of 20 years. They have a really, really evolved operation. They, you know, they deliver once a week. They have really state-of-the-art facilities. And then you know, you've got everything from that down to urban gardens. You know, very small scale. It might be something like Dunbar Gardens, who is next to the Dunbar Middle School. And then we even have people who grow vegetables in plots, you know, like the community gardens that are near the route. Sometimes someone will have an abundance of kale or something like that, and they'll just bring us a bag, and we'll wash it and serve that. So with vegetables, we have more discretion as to what we buy and who we buy from.
Thank you for your question, Chris. Well, I am afraid we are actually out of time. Thank you, Jack, for being here.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed our program, you can do a couple of things. You can listen to the recording of this. You can hear a podcast of this on KUAR.org. That'll be posted here in a short time. But Jack and I are headed up to the U.S. Pizza in Hillcrest. That is on Kavanaugh, where we are going to continue our discussion of food science for the cafe event that will run from 7 to 9 o'clock upstairs in the party room. And Jack will be... We'll be joined by Stephen Foley, research microbiologist at the National Center for Toxicological Research down in Jefferson, Arkansas, and Keith Bramwell. He's associate professor in the Department of Poultry Science in the University of Arkansas up in Fayetteville. So once again, thank you, Jack, for being here. And for 89.1 KUAR and Science Cafe, I'm Dorothy Graves.